M Voice News, the Global Link.
Government urged to boost domestic direct investment. Youth Life Project calls for more investment in rural technological infrastructure, and Egyptian authorities impose caps on prices of bread. Good afternoon, with the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Economist Kelvin Chisanga has stressed the need for government to adopt a more aggressive policy approach to unlock domestic direct investment as a key driver of economic growth. Mr. Chisanga says while foreign direct investment remains important, mobilizing local capital is crucial for achieving sustainable and inclusive development. Mr. Chisanga noted that Zambia holds significant domestic resources through pension funds, its mineral base, insurance institutions, commercial banks, and private investors. He, however, observed that much of this capital remains concentrated in short-term government sureties instead of being channeled into productive sectors of the economy. A stronger policy framework is required to redirect domestic capital towards sectors such as manufacturing, agro-processing, energy, mining value chains, and infrastructure development, said Mr. Chisanga in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He said that government can accelerate the shift through targeted tax incentives, credit guarantees for local investors, and blended financing models that reduce the risks associated with long-term investments. Mr. Chisanga stressed that harnessing domestic investment will help expand industrial capacity, stimulate job creation, and build a more resilient and self-sustaining Zambian economy.
We've got we need to have a stronger policy framework which should therefore drive the escalation to redirect domestic capital toward manufacturing, agriculture, tourism, you know, energy, mining value chains, as well as infrastructure development, which should be able to be more critical to building that long-term economic expansion. So you need a policy shift which should be a model to treat a number of targeted measures in terms of target incentives, credit guarantees for local investors, and branded financing models.
Patriotic Front PF presidential aspirant Makhebi Zulu has ruled out the possibility of joining the Tonse Alliance to support the candidature of Mporokoso Member of Parliament Brian Munduvile, alleging that the process through which Mr. Munduvile was elected was fraudulent. Mr. Zulu says he will instead focus on ensuring that the newly launched Pamozi Alliance navigates its way towards selecting a preferred presidential candidate through what he described as a democratic process. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Zulu urged his supporters to remain patient as consultations continue within the alliance regarding the selection of a candidate. Mr. Zulu emphasized that the newly formed alliance is not a PF one-man show, but a platform aimed at bringing together various political parties as an alternative front. This newly formed alliance is not a PF venture. It is another alliance that will provide an alternative and incorporate other political parties, said Mr. Zulu. He added that a presidential candidate must be chosen through a transparent process free from irregularities, noting that he will respect whatever outcome emerges from the Pamozi Alliance.
The issue of Tonse and going to join Tonse, what is affecting it or affecting anyone can go and join Tonse. But I have said right from the start, the principle of it, in my view, was wrong. I know my brother was part of the PF. He was part of the contenders. He participates in a meeting that takes away PF from Tonse and takes away Given Lubinda from Tonse. Then goes to participate in an election in Tonse for the chairmanship of Tonse. He contests against President Dan Pule.
A youth-led organization, Youth Life Project, has called on government to invest in rural technology across the country to enable young people in the said areas to benefit from the recently launched Misepela, a digital platform aimed at improving youth employment in the country. President Hakainde Hichilema yesterday in Solwezi, during Youth Day celebrations, launched the platform to connect young Zambians to employment opportunities, training programs, and business partnerships. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Organization Executive Director Mike Onkosi said, while the initiative is commendable, government must invest in more technological infrastructure, particularly in rural areas where network connectivity remains a challenge. Mr. Nkosi warned that the failure to address these infrastructure gaps could undermine the project's intended objectives, as many young people may be left behind. Government must consider investing more in technological infrastructure so that all youths can benefit from this project, said Mr. Nkosi. He further suggested that the digital platform should not only focus on employment opportunities, but also incorporate entrepreneurial skills development to promote equality and empower young people.
And if possible, is this app open offline? Can it be accessed offline? You know, in as much as the last mile use, they will not be online effectively, so but offline, maybe using the USSD code. Yes.
Okay.
So I think these are conversations. It's a thing that is, I would say it's a step in the right direction, but it still needs a lot of thought around it. And when you look at data, you understand that a good percentage of the people in this nation still not have access to a smartphone, and we are looking at inclusivity.
The National Restoration Party NAREP has scheduled its national convention for Saturday, 11th April 2026. NAREP National Secretary Charlie Mazabuka says the decision is in line with Articles 25A, B, C and 33 of the party's constitution. Mr. Mazabuka explained that the resolution to hold the convention on the announced date was reached during a National Executive Committee meeting held on 12th March 2026. In light of this, the party calls on all members in good standing to submit their nomination applications to the Office of the National Secretary, said Mr. Mazabuka in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He also encouraged members to actively take part in democratic processes of the party that works to strengthen its structures.
The National Restoration Party, NAREP, wishes to inform all members and the general public that the National Executive Committee, NEC, has officially set the date for the party's national convention in accordance with Articles 25A, B, C, and 33 of the NAREP Constitution. Following the NEC meeting held on the 12th of March 2026, it was resolved that the national convention will be held on Saturday, 11th April 2026.
In foreign news, Egypt's trade ministry on Thursday introduced caps on bread prices as people braced for an increase in the cost of living following a revision of fuel prices. The directive requires bakeries to display prices and volumes of their bread clearly on the storefronts. It also prescribes penalties for overpricing. President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi warned last week that those accused of price manipulation would be tried in military courts. The measure comes days after the government raised prices of gasoline and cooking gas cylinders by up to 30% and 22% respectively, amid increasing energy costs linked to the ongoing U.S.-Israeli war on Iran. Coming up shortly, 4 killed after U.S. refueling plane crashes in Iraq. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Make Christian Voice News, your global name.